Well, good afternoon.
下午好.
It's a joy to be with you again after so many months.
经过那么多个月,
and I've been looking forward to this time.
我一直在期待着这个时间,
just to see your smiling faces.
看你们这些微笑的面孔,
your warm faces on a warm Sunday afternoon.
在这一个温暖的夏天的下午,
and I've been looking forward to beginning a new series, at least when I'm with you, in the book of Daniel.
我想开始在我跟你们在一起, 讲道的时候,
let me just again bow in a word of prayer and ask the Lord to speak to us during this time. Father, we thank you for the privilege and joy of gathering in this place. Lord, we ask that you would open up your word. Help us to understand your word. And Lord, we pray that your word would challenge us and help us to live more obediently. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this week for many of us, it's back to school. I see some reactions out there that show me that some maybe are looking forward and some perhaps not so much. But you know, in recent weeks I've seen mothers and children out buying school supplies. Getting new clothes. Students looking forward to getting back and seeing their friends. Looking forward to homework. No? Looking forward to tests. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, school usually brings all those things with it, doesn't it? Sometimes other challenges. But often also opportunities for success. And you know, in many ways, this is exactly what we find when the book of Daniel opens in chapter 1. At the beginning of this book, we find Daniel and his three friends in a new school. In a new land, a place called the land of Shinar. And in a very challenging place called Babylon. As a young boy, Daniel had been uprooted from his childhood home. And he's taken as a refugee to this place called Babylon. This happened, as we see in verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the vessels of the house of God, and he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God.
在但以理第一章第一节第二节说，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼波加尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城为空。主将犹大王约雅敬进神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示那地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
After King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem, and for those interested in history, this likely took place in the year 605 BC.
从历史上，这可能发生在公元前605年。
After a battle was fought in a place called Carchemish.
对，他们当初是在这个卡克米什这个地方打仗。
A battle which really signaled Babylon as the new world power.
这一个战争就是告诉所有的人，巴比伦是现在世界上最强的。
Nebuchadnezzar moved on the city of Jerusalem. He conquered the city. And not only as we read that he takes some vessels from the temple to his own temples back in Babylon, but he also took some able-bodied young men so he could train them to eventually serve in his government. And among these young men, of course, are Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And at the very beginning of the book, we're sort of invited to ask ourselves the question, how is Daniel going to survive?
当我们看的时候，我们就会问一个问题：但以理怎么能够这个在这个环境下存亡呢？
How is Daniel going to be in the world of Babylon without becoming part of the world of Babylon?
但以理怎么能够在巴比伦这个环境里面而不变成巴比伦的一部分？
Well, just like many of our students,
就像我们很多学生一样。
Daniel is going to first have to take a test. Tests are good for us. They're not always easy. We don't always enjoy them. But they're good, especially the tests that come along in life. Just this morning in our home church, we were studying the book of James. And those verses that say, "Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials."
经节里面告诉我们说，弟兄姐妹们，当你们遇到所有的试探的时候，应该认为是大喜乐。But
why should we count it joy?
我为什么要认为是喜乐？
Well, James goes on to say, because those trials, those tests, they produce endurance.
他说，雅各说，这些带来的试验能够带领我们学习忍耐。
That endurance develops our character, our faith.
这些忍耐就帮助我们也养成我们的信心跟个性。And
in turn, that helps us to grow up and become mature men and women of God.
这样子就让我们慢慢的长成能够在神的子女的成熟的人。And
so here's Daniel as a young boy who's about to go through a major test in his life.
那么这个时候，年轻的但以理要经受他生命中一个重要的测验。
I can remember years ago being in a Bible school in the mountains of Austria. And I remember long days of hiking in the cold, in the pouring rain. And this was really an interesting experience because we were all being tested. We were being pushed to our limits physically. We were being often pushed to our limits emotionally. And certainly we were being pushed to our limits spiritually. When you're in these sort of situations that are very stressful, sometimes that superficial holiness falls away. And those things that are really in our hearts begin to come to the surface. And I remember being at this Bible school, and I started getting angry with some of the students. And I was getting impatient. And one guy, he just kept talking the whole time. And I remember thinking, if he says one more thing, I'm just going to talk to that guy, you know. And I was the teacher. I was supposed to be, you know, the spiritual, teacher of this group. And these were the things that were coming to the surface in my life. And that's why these tests are good. Because it reveals what's in our hearts, and then the Holy Spirit can begin to work on those areas of our lives. And brothers and sisters, that's why God will allow us as Christians to be tested. That's why very often he'll put us in situations, maybe at school, maybe at work, maybe in a relationship. Where we're tested and he begins to reveal what's really in our hearts. So that we can grow in our faith and become mature men and women of God. Well, Daniel and his friends are going to be tested. So we want to see three things this afternoon. We want to see first the test that Daniel and his friends encounter. Secondly, we're going to see the key to passing that test. And finally, we're going to see some wonderful results that come about from passing that test. First of all, let's consider the test that Daniel and his friends are going to encounter. And we're going to see that the test is they're going to be pressured to conform to the ways of Babylon, the ways of the world. Once we read these verses already, once Nebuchadnezzar became king, he summoned the chief of his officials, Ashpenaz. And he asked him to bring in some of the sons of Israel who were candidates to serve in Nebuchadnezzar's government. And in verses 5 to 7, Nebuchadnezzar commands Ashpenaz to put them through an all-encompassing 3-year training program. First of all, this involved an educational program. In verse 4, we read this. At the end of verse 4, he ordered him to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. That's like, you know, someone took me and took me off to China for 3 years and said, okay, you're going to learn Chinese and you're going to read Chinese literature in 3 years. this was a very stressful situation. I don't know, maybe that would be good for me. Then I could preach in Mandarin. But that's what's going on here. The first aspect of this training is an intensive educational program. This is important. Because Nebuchadnezzar knew that if these young men were going to be of any value to him, they had to be trained. He had to capture their minds and to bring them into conformity with the ways of Babylon. But in verse 5, we read something else about this training program. Here we read that the king appointed for them a daily ration from his own choice food and the wine from his table. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very significant. And it's much more than what it might first appear. Personally, I don't think this is just about drinking alcohol, but that is somehow wrong. Nor do I think it's about forcing them to eat foods that according to the Jewish law were unclean. I think there's something far more significant here. You see, in the East at this time, to eat food from the king's table and to drink his wine was a sign of absolute allegiance to the king. To eat food from his table was to pledge allegiance to the king. I don't know if they still do this. When I was a kid and went to school, we had to stand up and we had to look at the flag and we had to say this, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States." They still do that?
Yeah.
This is what Nebuchadnezzar is saying as he gives them food from his table. He's saying, if you receive this food, you're committing yourselves completely to me. To live in obedience to me. And to depend upon me. Let's turn for just a moment back to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter
23.
Proverbs chapter 23 verses 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节.
Listen to these interesting words. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, a king, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat. If you are a man of great appetite, do not desire his delicacies, for it is deceptive food.
你若与官长坐席，要留意在你面前是谁。你若是贪食的，就当拿刀放在喉咙上，不可贪恋他的美食，因为是哄人的食物。
Why is it deceptive?
为什么是哄人的？
Because to eat that food of a king is to swear one's allegiance to that king. And so for Daniel and his friends, even the food and drink were part of the training. A training that was designed to break their old convictions. And to cause them to now commit themselves completely to Nebuchadnezzar in the ways of Babylon. Brothers and sisters, and I'm not just speaking to the school children, I'm speaking to all of us. Be aware that the world will always offer an opportunity to compromise on your convictions. Are we ready to stand firm like Daniel? And to say no to the world. So we remain faithful to the living God. I remember many, many years ago when I first saw the movie Chariots of Fire. A movie about a Scottish missionary to China. But a man who was also a very gifted athlete, a runner, and who ran in the 1924 Olympics for Scotland. And I remember in that movie that the race that he had trained for was actually going to be held on a Sunday. And I'm not going to debate today whether you think it's right or wrong for him to run on a Sunday. For him, it was wrong. It was a compromising of his convictions. And even the whole British government put pressure on him to compromise his convictions. And he said, no, I have to remain faithful to God. My favorite part of that movie is then they said, well, we'll put you in a different race on a different day. It was not a race that he had trained for. But as he was about to run the race, the American runner came and gave him a note that he held in his hand. And on that note was a verse from the Old Testament that said, "Those who honor God will likewise be honored." And so with that note in his hand, he ran and he won that race. But you see, the world will always come and try to pressure us to compromise our convictions. Finally, in verses 6 and 7, there was a change of names. This was another key, intended to be another key method of indoctrination. You see, Daniel and his friends all had names that honored the one true living God. Daniel's name means God is my judge. Hananiah means Yahweh is gracious. Mishael means who is what God is, or who is like God. And Azariah means whom Yahweh helps. And now their names are all changed from names that honor the true living God. To names that honor the gods of Babylon. Belteshazzar and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. And we often talk about Daniel. And then we usually say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't forget their Hebrew names. Daniel. Right? Hananiah. Mishael. Azariah. These are the names that honor the one true living God. But once again, here's the test. How are Daniel and his friends going to live in the world without becoming part of the world? And this is a test that we all will face as well. How can we be in the world and be influencers of the world without becoming part of the way of the world? Well, the answer comes in verse 8. And here we see the key to passing the test. Here we see the power to be transformed. Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Daniel's a young boy. But he experienced victory despite all of the pressure to compromise. Because of the settled conviction of his heart. Daniel resolved, we read here, or he made up his mind that he would not defile himself. The word resolved here is the Hebrew word lev. And it's a Hebrew word that means the heart. The mind, the will, the inner person, if you will. And so a good translation here would be that Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Brothers and sisters, Daniel has this conviction because of his allegiance to the one true God. Maybe before we go to school in the morning. Maybe before we go to work. We should stand and look in the mirror and say, I pledge allegiance to the one true God. Maybe we should write something similar to that. And each day just say,
I pledge myself to the one true God.
And His kingdom. And His righteousness.
And 他的公义.
You see, this is where Daniel's conviction comes from. His heart was already spoken for. He had already committed himself to God and His kingdom. And that was the real purpose of this training. It was to win over his heart and his mind. But Daniel remains faithful because of his allegiance to God and his kingdom. And this conviction can overcome any pressure to compromise. Brothers and sisters, you need to have this settled. This is the starting point to being in the world with and to be able to impact the world without being part of the world. When I was a young boy at our church back in Pennsylvania, I had a Sunday school teacher called Gordon Eck. Gordon was in medical school studying to become an osteopathic doctor. And at one point in his medical training, he was doing some time in a hospital, in an emergency, I think. In any case, as I recall, they began to pressure him to say that as part of your training, you need to perform an abortion so that you know how to do that. He said, actually, as a follower of Jesus Christ, I don't believe that that's right. So he politely asked to be excused from that. And that's when the real pressure began. And he had professors threaten him. And he was finally called in before the president of the medical school, who looked at his record and said, you're an exceptional student. You're at the top of your class. But unless you do this procedure, you will not graduate. And my Sunday school teacher said, well, then maybe I'm not supposed to be a doctor. I guess I'll pursue something else. And the president said, you really believe this, don't you? He said, yes. He said, okay, we'll find some way around it. We just wanted to see if you really would stick with your convictions. But you see, the point is all of us are going to be put in those situations where we're called upon to compromise our convictions in order to get ahead.
So
Brothers and sisters, you'll never make it in this world if you have a divided heart.
弟兄姐妹们，假如你心里面不能够同，决定一样的话，你就不能够在这世界上存活。
Well, there's more that could be said, but we need to move on for the sake of time.
因为时间关系，我们要继续往下看。
What we're going to see next in the remainder of this chapter is just wonderful.
在我们这一章以后的这些心结都是非常美好的。
Because here we're going to see the results of Daniel and his friends passing this test.
我们可以看到但以理跟他的朋友们考过了这个考试的后果。
And here we're going to see God's provision so that they could perform so that they could serve in the world without becoming part of the world. Twice in the following verses, once in verse 9 and once in verse 17, we read a similar phrase, God gave or God granted.
我们可以看到，讲到神给或者神使他们。Look
at verse 9. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials.
第九节，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩受怜悯。Here's
the first result that I want you to see.
这是我要你看的第一个结果。
That when we remain faithful to God, that God adds His blessing to our conviction. It says God caused this commander to now have favor and compassion on Daniel and his friends. And this is a very significant follow-up to verse 8. Some of us may be afraid that, yeah, I'm committed to God, but I'm not sure if I can keep up that commitment. And I want you to see you're not on your own. When we're committed to God, He adds His blessing to our commitment. And once we commit ourselves to God, He's responsible for taking care of the resulting problems. Those become God's problem, not ours. In the New Testament, it says, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found faithful. That's our responsibility. God will take care of the rest. And so God moves in the heart of this official who shows favor and compassion to Daniel and their friends and says, fine, you don't have to eat the food from the king's table. Instead, they did something which sounds terrible to me. They just ate vegetables.
他们就只吃了蔬菜。But
the result, of course, is that they were much healthier and much fitter. It says fatter, but I like the word fitter than the others who were in their class.
那么当然了，这个结果就是他们看起来比他们其他的人更健康，然后更有体力。When
we get to verse 17, we see a second result.
到第十七节，我们看到第二个后果。
It says in verse 17, as for these four youths, God gave, here we go again, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom.
这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识。
Notice what God is doing here.
你看神在这里做什么事呢？
God honors their faithfulness now by equipping them for serving in the world.
神为了报答他们的信实，就给他们力量，给他们所有的世界上的知识。
Daniel and his friends not only passed the test, they graduated at the top of their class. We read this here in verse 19. The king talked with them, and out of them all, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they entered the king's personal service.
在少年人中无一人能敌但以理哈纳尼亚米沙利亚撒利亚，所以他们留在王面前侍立。
And in the case of Daniel, he was also given the ability to understand dreams and visions.
那么但以理又另外得到了能量能力来了解意象跟梦兆。
And Daniel continued to have a significant position in the government for the next 70 years. You know what this shows me? And I want us all to hear this, that age has little to do with achievement and nothing to do with allegiance.
我让你们要了解年纪跟成就没有关系，年纪跟对神效忠也没有关系。
So let me speak to those who are going back to school this week.
我向那些现在要回学校的学生们说，
You're not too young.
你们并不太年轻。
To commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而不能把你们自己奉献给主耶稣基督。
And to say, my allegiance is to Jesus Christ and His kingdom.
你应该说我的效忠是效忠给主耶稣基督。
No matter what my friends say,
不管我的朋友们说什么。
No matter what jokes my teachers might make,
不管任何我的老师们说什么。
I'm committed to Jesus Christ.
我已经奉献给耶稣。
And you know, we're never too old.
而且你也
Some of the older ones here, we might have regrets. We may be thinking, oh, if only back then, 40 years ago. But now today you have the opportunity. Maybe for the first time.To say, I pledge my allegiance to Jesus Christ and His kingdom and His righteousness. Because age has little to do with achievement. And nothing to do with allegiance. And the eyes of God go to and fro throughout the earth.Looking for the heart of someone, any man, woman, boy, or girl, who is completely devoted to Him. Do you want to be that person? I do. And I want to challenge you as well.Say that pledge of allegiance to Jesus Christ and His kingdom. You know, in many ways, these truths are summarized by that verse that we find in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verse
33.
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things. What things? Clothing,
food, provision, housing, all these things will be added unto you. I can't think of a better time than at the beginning of a new school year. To renew our commitment to Jesus. And to say that pledge of allegiance. What have we seen this morning or this afternoon? Committing yourself first to the Lord and His kingdom can overcome any pressure to compromise. Second, you're not alone. God adds His blessing and His strength to your commitment. And if you remain faithful to Christ, God will take care of the rest. And then finally, Christ honoring allegiance results in our being empowered for spiritual service. We receive God's blessing. But with that blessing comes an empowering so that now we can be a blessing to others. And instead of being influenced by the world and crushed into the world's mold, now, like Daniel and his friends, we can begin to have an impact in the world. And that's my prayer for each and every one of us who are here today. That God will use you tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow, that's a holiday. Tuesday. to impact the world for Jesus Christ and His kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.